Good afternoon, honorable members. I think we have to start the meeting. And can you so we can start?
Yes, Chair, we can start the meeting, Chair.
Okay.
Good afternoon, honorable.
Chair, you're not audible.
Honorable members, do you hear me?
We hear you, Jefferson.
Yes, Chair, please continue.
Yeah, because I want to check
Yes,
what
Chair,
are
we hear
we
you.
going to do because the minister is not available and the deputy minister. They did send the general official, the general Masimola to come and do a presentation we have because we remember to take a resolution that we need minister or a deputy minister. So I want to hear from you that are we continuing with the meeting or we postpone the meeting until the minister or deputy minister are available to hear from you? Meeting or we postpone the meeting until the minister or deputy minister are available? Yes, honorable panelists.
Chair, thank you very much. I was going to raise this in the beginning of the meeting anyway, Chair. Apologies for my background. I'm going to switch my video off this from a previous meeting we had this morning.
Yeah, I was about to call you to order, Honourable
Yeah, no,
Panos.
sorry. We just came out of a caucus meeting, which brings me to my point, Honourable Chair. We received the documentation for this meeting this morning at 10 past 7. I don't know if anybody else received their documentation before. So that gives us literally a few hours, if you take into account that we all had caucus meetings this morning as well, literally a few hours to go through all the executive undertakings and the implementation thereof, and then to do our job properly in Parliament, which is oversight over the executive, to then go and do oversight to make sure that the implementation is actually taking place as it's stipulated in the documentation we got. So I feel, Chair, that I mean, this is just a tick box exercise. If we're going to get the documentation and not being able to go and check the veracity thereof, and I'm not meaning this with any disrespect to the Secretariat, but our jobs as members of Parliament and as this committee, and I'm sure we all take our jobs very seriously in this committee, is to go and do oversight. So there was just not enough time. So I would definitely suggest that we postpone this meeting. I also find it disrespectful that the same minister who made these promises in our House in May can't avail himself to come out. I'm sure he's very busy because we know the crime stats are coming out on Friday, and it looks like more than 240,000 people have been murdered in this country in the last 10 years, of which 100,000 was on his watch. So I can understand why he's hiding. But, Chair, please, Can we address this? It's not on that we get documentation a few hours before.
Recording in progress.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable. But anyways, no, for the documentation, I think you didn't check your emails. The documents were sent to us by Nkanyiso, the committee secretary. I think it was on Sunday on our emails. I don't know, maybe you didn't receive that document, but he did send us. The document was with us since Sunday. It's not that was not sent. Honorable Sheikh?
Yeah, thank you very much, Jefferson. I think the point I wanted to make is that we are dealing with an executive undertaking, and we did take a decision that when we deal with these matters, we expect the executive to be available. And I think that perhaps you yourself as the chair should take the matter up with the minister in terms of the fact that we had arranged the meeting and the minister's unable to be with us because that is, it has become unacceptable, because I think as members of parliament, we've made ourselves available to be in this meeting so that we can hold the executive to account. So I would actually go with the proposal. It's actually a decision of us as a committee at some point to say that if the executive is not available to deal with an executive undertaking, it is not feasible for us to actually continue with the meeting, Chair. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Members. I think we have to attend this meeting and postpone. Kanye, so you have to check for us when the minister is going to be available, because we want to finish the program and before we close on the 8th. General Masimola, you can, we welcome you, but there is no way that we can allow you to do a presentation, because it's the resolution of the committee that we need the minister or at least the deputy minister. So since both of them, they are not available, we have to postpone the meeting. I want to declare the meeting adjourned. Kanyiso will give us the other date if you communicate with the office of the minister. Thank you, honorable members.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson.
Thanks, Chair.